We're doing the rachot. We're up to daf gimel amid beis, the second wide line. Amar b'Zrik, Amar b'Yami, Amar b'Yishua ben Levi. We have another quote from Rav Zrik and the name Rav Ami and the name Rav Yishua ben Levi. En omrim b'fnei met ela devarav shel met. When you have a corpse present, a met, so then one has to be careful not to say anything other than things that pertain to the corpse. We don't speak idly next to the corpse. Amar b'Abba bar Kahana. So Rabbi Abba bar Kahana modified that. We didn't mean you shouldn't talk about anything. We meant you shouldn't talk next to him words of Torah. Because words of Torah is something that everyone should really be talking about. And the corpse, well, he can't talk. So it's as though you're mocking him. This is the concept that's called lo'eg larash. The verse says in Mishlei, lo'eg larash, he who mocks the poor, cheref oseo. It's disgraceful. Cursed is he who does that. So, The Pasuk in Mishlei teaches us we have to be careful not to mock someone who cannot do something that we can do. That's called lo'eg larash, to mock the poor. So here Chazal said, if you're standing next to this corpse, he should really be talking Torah, but he can't. So that's like you're mocking him. So Torah you shouldn't talk next to him. Aval midi de'alma letlanda. But when it comes to matters that just pertain to the world, Who cares? Doesn't matter. What does he care if he's not involved in your idle chatter? So you want to talk idly next to him? That's okay. Words of Torah is what we were talking about, that you're not allowed to talk next to the corpse. So this is the first quote. The ikadamrin, there are those that say, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana explained it's a little bit differently. Not that we're not concerned about any talk other than Torah, but rather, lo amaran ela afilu b'divrei Torah. We were talking about even words of Torah, which you have a mitzvah to discuss, you shouldn't do next to the corpse. The kolshken midi d'alma. Certainly, words that are just idle chatter, you shouldn't talk next to the corpse. So, two quotes as to what he meant to say. So, we're careful next to the corpse. We only talk things that are relevant to him. We don't talk words of Torah. The question is, how do we do our eulogies? So, that's a good question. It's not for now. Onward with the Gemara. We had said earlier that David used to get up at midnight to praise God. So the Gemara now asks about this. V'David b'palga d'leilya v'kayit. Did David really get up in the middle of the night? Mi'uta v'kayit. David would get up at the beginning of the night. For the verse says, Dichtiv, David describes, Kadamti b'neshef v'ashaveya. I got up at Neshef and I called out. So the Gemara assumes that Neshef is the beginning of the night. So how come we said David got up at midnight to praise God? The Pasuk says he got up at Neshef. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umimai dehai Neshef ultahu. How do you know that Neshef means the beginning of the night? How did you define it like that? Dichtiv. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know. Because the Pasuk describes, B'neshef be'erev yom v'ishon laila v'afela. At Neshef, as the darkening of the day turned into the darkness of the night, and it was complete darkness. So you see that Neshef is the beginning of the night. So that's the question. If Neshef means the beginning of the night, so then David seems to say, I got up in the beginning of the night. The other verse, David seems to say, he got up in the middle of the night. So which one is it? Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Amar Rabbi Acha, Hachika Amar. Rabbi Yoshaya said in the name of Rabbi Acha, this is what he said. Me'olam lo avar alai chatzot laila b'shena. When he said, I got up in the middle of the night to praise you, God, he didn't mean that's when I got up from his sleep. He meant, I was never caught sleeping when the middle of the night came. That's what he meant. He didn't mean that's when he actually got up. You're right, he got up from the beginning of the night to praise God. That's answer number one. Rabbi Zera says it's two different psukim. One says, I got up early in the beginning of the night to wail before you. The other pasuk says, at midnight I started praising you. So there were two stages to David's night. Rabbi Zera explains like this: Ad chatzot laila yamitnamnem kesus. Till the middle of the night, he'd be dozing off, dealing in Torah, dozing off like a horse. The horse never sleeps more than 60 breaths. So that's how David was. He'd be learning and dozing and learning and dozing the first half of the night. Mikan ve'ilach, and then when the middle of the night came, ayamit gaber kari, he would strengthen himself like a lion and get up and sing song in honor of God. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says it's two different psukim. At chatzot laila yaosek b'divrei Torah. The first verse that says, I'd call before you from the beginning of the night, that's talking about Torah. in the beginning of the night until midnight, he'd deal in the words of Torah. Mikan de'ilach b'shorot b'tishpachot. From here onward, he'd deal in song and praise of God. That's what the verse says. From midnight, he'd get up to thank God for the great Torah he gave us, to give praise to God. So there's a shift between the first half of the night and the second half of the night. In the Kabbalistic works, they discuss that the first half of the night is din and the second half of the night is rachamim, whatever that means. Okay, we'll pick up here next time, Ezrat Hashem.
Oh, sir.